Good morning, everybody. 阿弥陀佛。
很高兴哦，今天可以跟大家结这个法缘。
I'm delighted to be here today to be able to create this affinity with you through Dharma.
去年有听过我讲风动幡动的有吗？
Were any of you here from last year who attended my talk about whether it's the mind that moves or the banner that moves? Were you here? Anyone?
Remember it? 记得吗？有吗？有的举手。
Please raise your hand if you attended my last talk last year.
Okay, 好，谢谢啊。
Thank you.
你就可以看得出来说，其实人事的因缘其实是一直不断变化的，对不对？
You can see clearly that the affinity and the conditions between people and also different sorts of events are constantly changing.
因为我去年以为我大概来了之后就不会再来美国了。
At that time, I thought that was probably the only time I would be here in the U.S. Little did I know that things do change.
结果现在我是被派到美国来，至少要待两年半。
Instead of what I previously thought, I will be here for the next at least two years.
So 很多事情是你不能发愿说你不要再来了。
So oftentimes you cannot predict nor make vows to think that you are not going to be here again.
你会被派回来。
You will be assigned the post instead.
我想，东初禅师哈，其实有一个很跟师父还有跟整个法鼓山有很深的因缘。这里。
So, in my understanding, the Chan Center actually has a very deep affinity with Master Sheng Yan as well as. The Dharma Drum Mountain.
其实这一个礼拜哈，我才回来一个礼拜哈，可是我可以感觉，虽然我还在时差，头很痛哈，但是我可以感觉到说，这个地方三十几年，其实它的安定哈，它的安定度跟它的那种摄受力是非常强的。
Even though I've been here for only a week, and I've been experiencing jet lag, and actually I have quite a severe headache, but despite all these conditions, I can already feel that the Chan Center over the past 30 years has a very strong strength in its stability and also in its ability to gather people to attract followers.
那这其实是很重要的因素，是因为这里长期都有人在修行跟用功。
And a very important factor that contributes to my observation is that over the past 30 years, there have been people that's practicing hard at this place.
还有其实有一个很重要的因素是，这里有人发了很大的愿在这里。所以它可以一直持续这种感觉。
Also, another factor is that someone had made a very strong vow here in the Chan Center, and that's why its force, this sense of stability, can perpetuate itself.
我想大家知道我要讲的是谁哈。
I think you all know who I'm talking about. This person who made this great vow.
我想这就是师父的愿哈。其实师父对于弘扬汉传禅法在西方是一直念之在之哈，就一直心中都一直在就是他其中一个很大的一个愿。
So you all know the person I'm referring to is 师父 Master Sheng Yan. 师父 actually had been devoted himself to transmitting Chinese Chan here in the U.S. It's something that he keeps very dear to his heart.
所以我们其实在台湾，然后师父在美国的时候常常会写信回来，写信给出家众， 然后信里面其实也会提到他在美国的状况，尤其是早期的时候，其实东出禅寺其实还没有，然后还在找地方的时候，其实我们就知道师父是有点像在街头流浪。好，那师父曾经在1980年的这一封信里面有写到说，其实在这里非常的艰难，然后几乎天天都是说是在奔驰于风雪街头，可是为护大法于西方，舍生命以报恩，报佛恩是应该的。所以从这里面其实你会发现说，师父再怎么辛苦都要把西方的道场建立起来。
So even though we were in Taiwan, and Shifu, whenever he was here in the U.S., he would write letters back to the Sangha, to the monastics back in Taiwan. And in one of the letters that he wrote back in 1980s, he actually stated that it's very, very difficult to carry things on here in the U.S. And as you all know, at that time, oftentimes Shifu was wandering on the street, trying to look for resources. But despite that, despite all the extreme difficulties, and despite the fact that he had to be a wanderer on the street amidst of snow and wind, but for the purpose of transmitting Dharma in the West, he vowed to give up his life in order to repay their gratitude, the grace of the Bodhisattvas.
所以其实我们现在是享受现成的。
So indeed, we are reaping the fruit of Shifu's hard labor.
那我自己这次调到美国，我自己也有一些对师父的愿，还有对自己在这里也有一些期许，会希望说虽然师父不在了，可是师父能够为西方众做的事情，希望我们弟子们也可以继续师父这个愿。
So keeping all those in mind, for myself this time, being assigned to the Chan Center for the next 2 years, I also set up some goals for myself. Specifically, to continue Shifu's mission, I wish to continue his work into spreading the Dharma to Westerners.
特别师父对在西方大多数的时候是讲禅法，那我会希望说在禅法这个部分可以为大众更多的能够带来更多的法义的分享。
Most of the time, Shifu spent here in the U.S. in the Western countries. He spent most of his time teaching Chan. So I want to continue that and also pass on the teachings of Chan here.
所以，这次呢，周日讲经连续几场哈，在今年到年底，大概十月。我选的主题是跟师父讲的禅法有关的，那这个主题是信心明。
So, the upcoming few lectures, including this one, up till the end of October at least, the topic of my lectures will be the faith in mind, which is something that 师父 had taught previously as well.
所以，我们大概有四次的课程哈，在今年内，那预计是有一个大概的对信心明的一个介绍，就像这个表格上所写的。
So we'll probably have about 4 lectures on this topic, and what I'm trying to achieve is to give you an overall introduction to the faith in mind.
那今天呢是这个部分哈，今天就是谈为什么要谈信心明，还有师父对信心明的重视，那师父到底讲了几次的信心明，然后整个信心明在师父的诠释之下是对我们这些禅修者有什么帮助。
So today we are going to start by talking about why we're going to talk about faith in mind and the importance of the text, as well as the number of times Shifu hadExpounded on this text.
那在下一次是10月19号，那我就会谈到信心明这个作者， 还有解释一下信息名这个题目，然后再来就是整个信息名的这个整体的架构，做一个整体的大概的介绍。
Next time, we're going to talk about the author of this verse, as well as talking about the overall structure of the poem.
那最后两次呢，希望能够对整个信息名所讲的整个禅法的修行的次第，还有就是圣严师父以汉传禅法的角度来介绍信息名这整个的一个修行次第来做一个介绍跟说明。
And the final two times we're going to talk about the how the poem portrays the different levels of practice, as well as how looking at the poem from the perspective of Chinese Chan.
所以如果要知道内容重点的话，后面都要来。
So if you really want to know all the important points of this poem, then you have to attend all the lectures.
非常欢迎大家能够一起来分享。
And we hope to see you all here in the next four times.
但要吸引大家能够对这个主题有兴趣，能够继续来，其实它有一个很重要的，就是我们对信心名这个东西其实要先有信心。
In order to attract you to continue to come, one of the very important points is that first you need to have faith in the faith in mind verse.
所以呢，今天我们就从四个角度来谈哈，希望我的时间可以掌握得很好。
So we'll start out by talking about it from four different perspectives, and hopefully I will have a really good control of time and be able to cover all the topics.
那其实在修行上很重视这四个阶段，就是信解行证。很多的东西，其实看你用什么样的角度，都可以用信解行证来去看待。然后信解行证本身它也有它的不同的层次的信解行证。
So from the by practicing Buddhism, Buddha Dharma, there are four different aspects that's very critical.They are faith, understanding, practice, and realization, these four different perspectives. And along the journey of practice, there are also different, within one, each one of them, there are different levels, different depth that you can achieve.
那今天也有我们的信解行证哈。
And even within today's talk, it can already cover these four perspectives of faith, understanding, practice, and realization.
首先我会讲课程缘起，希望能够对大家对信心名能够起信。
So first we're going to talk about how this teaching, this lecture comes about, and hopefully by giving a brief intro about that, it will give you more confidence about and more interest in learning about the faith in mind.
那要起信哈，要信得坚定，然后要信得能够持续的话，其实要理解。所以呢，就要理解信心名它的重要性，还有师父为什么觉得信心名非常重要这个部分。
But in order for people to have faith in something, you have to first understand what it's about and also why it's important.
那他除了知道这个文本之外呢，其实如果我们在学习的过程中还可以在生活上去运用，这个就是属于修行的部分。那其实我们希望说大家也可以利用信心名这个了解，然后在自己的禅修还有生活上可以用得上的，还有能够有着力的地方。
So other than understanding the text itself, the text can also be applied, and that will be directly related to cultivation, your practice. And so hopefully through these talks, you will be able to benefit from the text and actually apply what it talks about into your daily lives.
那能够在生活上运用，然后能够在生活上去揣摩，然后去感受祖师们在写，就是在提供这个禅修的次第的时候，其实我们就慢慢可以有所体证， 就是能够证悟到说，哎，祖师所说的的确是真的，的确是可以用上的，而且对我的身跟我的心其实有安定的作用，甚至于对我看待事物都有一种了悟的那种感受，那这个就是证。
By actually applying what is taught in the text into your daily life, and by constantly mulling over and considering it, gradually you will have a deeper understanding and of the text. And by being able to use it in your daily life, you realize that the text and the teaching actually can help you settle your mind, and you will have a deeper understanding of it. And this is what we're talking about when we says you reach a level of realization.
好，那这一个是今天我们大概会提到的内容哦。那接下来哈，哎，不小心show out了哈，那就是信心名哈。我先问一下哦，有没有人在美国就听过师父讲信心名的？请举手。
Have you heard 师父's lecture on the faith in mind previously? Have any of you? Please raise your hand if you have.
因为如果你有的话，我真的要很怎么讲，很佩服你，还有也很感恩哦，你还可以继续留在东珠禅寺那么久。
And if there's someone like that among the audience, and I really respect and admire you, and also being really thankful to you, that shows that you have actually stayed with the Chan Center for a prolonged period of time.
因为呢，我们来看哦，圣严师父其实在讲信心名的年代哈，你看1981年，所以1981年大家来了吗？有些人来了哦。
So as you can see, the first time 师父 taught the faith in mind here in the U.S. was back in 1981. Were any of you here in 1981?
No, 所以大家都新人哦。
If not, then all of you are relatively new here.
我还担心说下面有听过的，那我这边讲的话可能会惹人羡慕。
At first, I was a little bit worried that there may be people here that had attended Shifu's teaching previously. If that's the case, I might feel a bit shy about sharing what I know.
所以你看哦，在1981年，师父应该是在一般的场合，就是在美国，就是可能一般的那个讲座，那讲了13次。然后在1984年到1985年有4次的禅期。哦，利用四次的禅期的22次开示，把信心名讲完。然后在台湾只有讲一次，可是呢，他跨了四年的七个禅期才把信心名讲完。好，然后最后一次是在1992年，在好像是上周讲一个密集的禅修课程，用两次的课程讲完。
So over the span of all these years, 师父 had talked about faith in mind, in totality over four times, back in 1981, probably in settings like this, over a regular Dharma talk, he finished teaching the faith in mind over 13 lectures. And in 1984, between 1984 and 1985, over 22 lectures and four retreats, he taught faith in mind again. And in Taiwan, he did that once between 1986 and 1989. And finally, in 1992, over the span of two intensive lectures, he taught faith in mind again.
所以呢，其实总共有几年？十年内，然后有四次，然后63场。
So over the span of 10 years, he taught faith in mind four times, over 63 different lectures.
最多的地方就是在美国。
And it occurs most frequently here in the U.S.
其实师父在美国都是真的是行大法于西方，都是讲深的法，讲很深奥的法。
In fact, 师父 whatever he taught in the U.S., he really taught the most profound and deepest teaching.
Do you know why?
Do you know why?
知道什么？为什么吗？ 师父曾经讲过一句话，就是师父来到美国，接触了美国的不管是西方众还是东方众，还发现说有一个特质。师父曾经讲过一句话，就是西方有圣人之才，没有圣人之学，有听过吗？
师父 has said this before, that in the West, people have the potential for achieving great understanding, to achieving, they have the potential, the essence. Yet in the West, the teaching is lacking, so they don't have anything to anchor themselves in. Have you ever heard 师父 talk about this previously?
其实师父常常在我们东方讲西方很好。
Actually, 师父 often, whenever he's in the East, he talks about how great the West is.
所以其实我们在整理师父的所有的开示，不管是美国的或者是台湾的，你会发现说其实师父真的是对西方众讲得比较深，然后对美国讲得比较生活化。通常都是深哦，中文叫深，但是一个是很深的深，一个是很生活的深。
So, over the span of the past the years, and looking at all the writings from 师父, we actually do see a trend that whatever 师父 taught here in the West, especially in the U.S., the teachings tend to be deeper, more profound, and as well as more applicable to daily lives.
所以我们常常会觉得师父很偏心。
So we often felt that 师父actually favors the Westerners.
尤其在禅法上哈，师父在西方，就是在美国讲的，而且在欧美讲的一些禅法的内容，其实在台湾几乎大概有一半就没有讲了，没有重复讲。
Really, the stuff that he talks about are deeper whenever the lecture is done here in either in the U.S. or in Europe. Oftentimes, the materials that he covers here in the U.S. and Europe, half of those are left out in his teachings in Asia.
所以可见师父很重视西方。
And it really shows that 师父thinks highly of his students here in the West.
所以你们会不会觉得很荣幸哦
？In that sense, don't you feel honored?
好，那我呢？我讲信心名呢，就整个过程哈、哦，也是有一点被强迫的哈。
As to myself, in my journey, in this whole process of teaching the faith in mind, in a sense, I was forced into it.
被谁强迫呢？
Who do you think forced me into this?
师父。
师父 ,Master Sheng Yan, he was the one who forced me into teaching this.
对，因为那个2005年升大，升学大学，就是四年级的课程要开禅学，然后禅学的主题叫默照。那些法师们就问师父说，这个师资要找谁上啊？然后师父就直接点名我上。而且呢，用信心名这个教材，然后用师父的那一本新的诗记那一本教材，那然后我接到这个讯息的时候呢，我都觉得说为什么找我哈？然后再来呢，什么是信心名啊？我听都没听过哈。然后啊，这个信心名跟默照又有什么关系？我更不知道了哈。可是师父点名了哈，然后法师们说，师父就说这只有你可以上哦。那最后只好怎么样？一教奉行。
So back in 2005, in the Sangha University, they were looking for someone to teach Chan to the fourth year students. And so they asked 师父 who should be teaching this course, and 师父 said, call my name, and saying, she should be doing this, and using the poem of Faith in Mind, as well as the book I wrote.When I first received this assignment, I was astounded, and I had all these questions. What is faith in mind? I've never heard of it before. And how do I connect it with silent illumination? I didn't know any of that at that time. At the same time, I had to accept the assignment because I want to follow Shifu's teaching. And so I practice according to whatever he assigns me to do.
那我猜就是因为我有佛研所中华佛学研究所的背景，然后第二个就是我的样子看起来就是很喜欢禅修，然后第三个师父可能觉得说这个人即便再不会讲也会找资料讲，好，那所以台语有一句话叫蘑菇塞背，对吗？好。
So, I think the reason why he picked me back then was, first, I did some graduate studies in Buddhism. Also, just my look probably shows that I'm someone who's really interested in chan meditation. And also, he knows that I am pretty adept at finding resources, finding information, research, academic information. So, even if I don't know how to teach it, I can find it somehow. So there's a saying that, if you don't have a cow, then use the horse or vice versa. So I think that's how this whole, cause and effect came about.
所以这是我从此以后跟信心灵结的缘哈，所以从2005年一直到2013年，那我大概就是有了这一些讲信心灵的一个机会啊，在圣大有三次，然后再来对外的课程，好，后面就是几乎都是对外的，然后到2010年的水陆禅坛，好，因为禅坛的关系，所以我变成要把整个信息名整合起来，所以那个是我几乎把前面所讲的信息名集大成，好，然后最近的一次就是在2013年在台湾圣机会，好，那也有讲，那讲了16堂课，大概我的整个过程里面大概就是在这8年内大概讲了7次了。
So that's my affinity with the text, with this text. So over the past 8 years, I've taught the faith in mind in its totality over 7 times already. So as you can see in the chart, 2005 to 2007, I taught it 3 times in the Sangha University as part of the curriculum. Between 2007 and 2008, over 15 lectures, I taught faith in mind twice to outside audience. In 2010, in the Shui Lu ceremony, I preside over the Chan Hall, and over there, over 10 talks, I combine everything that I've learned and all culminated over the past years and taught faith in mind again. And in 2013, over 15 lectures, I taught faith in mind again through the Shenyan Foundation.
So, 为什么现在还要讲？是不是偷懒了？
I've been taught it so many times. Why am I talking about it again? Does it mean that I'm looking for a shortcut?
就是全部都有了，所以现成讲的。
Is it because I have all the materials already? So why not? Let's do it again. Is that the reason, do you think?
No. 我想不是，因为我在思考几个问题。第一个就是师父10年中为何重复讲心行名，因为其实在很多的祖师师记里面，其实师父大概只讲1次到2次，很少有像信心明这样他讲了4次、哦、然后再来呢，我也在思考说，诶，这个不断的重复讲跟我们在禅修用方法的时候，我们不断的重复练习同样的方法有没有不同？
So the reason why I am teaching the faith in mind again, there are several reasons. One, I have been thinking, why is it that Shifu over the span of 10 years, he actually taught it 4 times in 10 years. Some of the verses or texts from other patriarchs or other Chan masters, Shifu had actually only taught it once, but faith in mind, he actually taught 4 times. What is the reason? Second, I've always also been considering the reason why I'm repeating this teaching in faith and mind. Does it have anything? How do I relate it to charm practice? In charm practice, we use the same method over and over again. Is there any similarity, and how do I relate to that?
所以我从第一次讲都完全没有办法讲完，好，然后也讲完之后也不知道它跟默照有什么关系，好，那是第一次。讲到最后一次，就是最靠近的2013年的时候，才比较知道为什么师父会把信息名跟默照结合在一起，这是一个非常特殊的一个体验哈。
So comparing to my very first time teaching faith and mind, I couldn't even finish the verse teaching it, and I didn't know how it connected with silent illumination. And comparing that experience with the latest I've taught this, which was back in 2013, over the span of all these years, I'm finally getting to reaching some understanding and see how faith and mind actually can be connected to silent illumination.
所以其实在这个过程中我有一些体会，哦，想跟大家分享。那当然第一个最单纯的就是你一个东西一直不断的练，你就是熟能生巧，就是你熟了，你其实慢慢的你就比较可以了解，然后也比较可以更深入。
So I have reached some understanding or realization by repeatedly teaching, but in this whole process, first is you gain new understanding and new discoveries by through familiarity. So by doing something over and over again, you finally can connect some dots and reach newer understanding. The skillfulness just comes with familiarity.
那然后在这个过程里面，我发现了师父在诠释信心名的时候，他的角度跟一般的祖师在或者说现代的人在解释信心名那角度非常的不一样。师父用比较现代的，然后现代人比较可以运用的，还有比较可以理解的方式在诠释信心名，然后从这里面也把师父自己在禅修的体会还有禅修的方法的次第，在这一本书呢，乃至于在整个信心名的介绍里面，非常完整而具体，还有白话的表达出来。
And in this whole process, I've also understood that, the way 师父 taught faith and mind was actually quite different than how other people are teaching it. He combined it with, the needs of contemporary people, and he used a lot of examples of contemporary examples, trying to help people apply it in their lives. And also in this book, he actually provided a very clear blueprint of all the stages one may encounter in charm practice.
那在这个过程里面，其实我第二个体会就是发现师父对于一个人的培养是非常的用心的。那当然那个人就是我，那就是希望我透过对信心名的对外的还有对内的一个讲授跟准备的过程中，其实慢慢去养成我自己的一个整个的禅法的次第跟修行的观念，乃至于怎么样可以把这些所学习到的东西可以跟别人分享。
My second understanding in this whole process is how mindful 师父 had been trying to help his students' development, his disciples' development. And this person, this disciple is me. By assigning me this text, he wanted me to, by understanding this text and teaching this text, actually construct a clear understanding of Chan conceptually and also of the different stages of Chan practice, and eventually reaching a level where I can sufficiently teach this to other people.
因为师父通常对出家众的弟子哈，跟在家众的弟子的培育方式是很不一样的。尤其我跟师父的互动，很多的时候都是很禅，就是不是很禅，就是很禅，就是很禅宗式的，就是有点像公案，就是师父会就是丢一个东西给我，然后我问答案的时候，他说你自己去找。好，那我写论文的时候，我写师父的教育思想。我也是写了之后，然后要写的时候，我问师父说：“那怎么写？”师父说：“你要自己去写，你才可以写出东西来，那个东西才是你的。我告诉你的话，那个就不是你的了。那我干嘛要你写？”所以呢，师父通常跟我的互动很多都是这种公案式的，就是我要自己去参，然后自己去参出答案来的。
The way 师父 interact with his monastic disciples versus lay disciples, it's actually quite different. And personally, my encounters with Shifu are often very Chan-ish, very Kong-an-ish, where he oftentimes, whenever I have a question for him, he will throw it back at me and say, you go back and investigate it yourself. You think, you come up with an answer. When I was trying to write my dissertation on Shifu's,
师父的教育, 您的论文是
教育理念。
师父，
教育理念
就是教育思想吧，就是
师父's philosophy in education in Chan in Buddhist education. That was my dissertation topic. And when I was about to begin writing this dissertation, I went to ask 师父 how should I approach this.And Shifu said, you have to go back and think about this yourself. If I were to give you an answer, what's the point of asking you to write this? You won't be able to come up with a good dissertation if I give you all the answers. So that illustrates most of my interaction with Shifu, where I had to figure out the answers myself.
那再来呢，就是其实我们对尤其是修行如果能够一门深入的话，其实你对于那一门通了，其实门门就通了。
My third understanding is that practicing Buddha Dharma, you have to enter deeply through one method. By understanding, having a profound understanding of this one method, you will actually understand all the other methods as well.
尤其是信心明啊。虽然他是禅宗的早期禅宗初三祖深忏的作品，可是你会发现说他整个虽然他也是一个开悟者的一个师迹，可是他从前面的有相修禅法的有相修到后面讲到境界的时候的无相，其实这个次第呢是非常的完整的。那我自己在整理的过程，然后再看师父的诠释过程，你会发现说诶，其实我们认真的去把它学习起来跟把它熟悉起来，其实对于你在学习其他禅法上或什么上，其实都不离这一个原则。
And this is especially true with the faith in mind. This was one of the earliest texts from the Chan school written or spoken by the third patriarch Sen Can. But in my process of deeply entering this text and trying to understand it, I realized it actually provides a very good roadmap of cultivation from the very beginning where there's a concrete method to follow to ultimately practicing formlessly. There's a very clear roadmap that's built into the text, which will really benefit us in our entire course of practice.
如果各位是好要禅修的，喜欢禅坐然后打坐，以禅法为自己的修行法门，可是这么多年下来都还掌握不到一个方法跟次第，我们所谓的学习地图，乃至于对于禅到最后的境界怎么样达到这样的一个境界，在这个中间过程会出现什么问题，其实自己还没有办法掌握的话，其实呢心性明是一个你可以随时检核自己的一个很好的一个依据。如果你到现在都还没有的话，其实我可以建议说心性明是一个很好的大家生活上就可以运用的一个 我们讲说一个宝典吧。
So if any of you here among the audience who feel that you have dedicated to charm practice and you feel your affinity is with charm practice, this is the method you are going to use. But over the years of practicing charm, perhaps you feel you haven't really gotten, you haven't gotten a good grasp of the roadmap of charm practice. Neither do you really know what kind of problems you may encounter along the way. If this is the case, I highly recommend you studying the Faith in Mind. This, you can use it as a very clear roadmap for you to examine yourself, examine, reflect about your own practice, to check where am I and what kind of problems I have. So this text is very valuable, and you can, it's very also very applicable to your daily practice and daily life. I highly recommend it.
啊，我讲到这里哈，不知道对大家有没有引起一些兴趣哈？对信心明，然后有没有真的会想要知道？哎，他到底他的内容是什么？讲那么久还没有讲到信心明哦。
After talking about it for so long, we haven't even gone to the main text yet. But are any of you here feel that maybe your interest is triggered, that you may start to wonder what this is about, that you want to hear more about it?
佛陀在传统的，就是佛陀在讲经的时候，还没有进入正文，其实前面也讲很多很多要让大众们起信的部分，对不对？他可能显神通，他可能也讲了很多，但是还没有讲到重点。祖师们在诠释佛经的时候也是单单一个妙法莲华经的妙字就可以讲很久。
So when the Buddha was giving teachings back then, he oftentimes would spend a lot of time as well trying to excite the followers and trying to trigger the interest. He may do it through demonstration of some supernatural power or whatnot, just to get people interested and having confidence, having faith in what he's about to teach. Even the past patriarchs and past masters, they've also spent a lot of times in the beginning, even before they go into the actual text, to talk about giving a good introduction about the text. So oftentimes when the past masters talk about the Lotus Sutra, they spend many hours on the first word, miao, wondrous, alone. So this is similar to those cases.
所以其实从师父那么重视信心明，到我个人也讲了这么多遍的信心明，所以呢，我可以确保各位来这里是不会听到错的信心明，这一点大家应该要有信心。
So based on the fact that 师父 had taught Faith in Mind that many times, as well as from my years of teaching Faith in Mind,I can at least guarantee you that by listening to these talks, you will not be receiving any faulty or false information. You should at least have faith in that, have confidence in that.
好，接下来如果还不够起信的话呢，我们再进一步再去看师父对于信心明的重要性怎么说。
If you still don't have enough confidence or enough faith yet, we can continue to discuss this and see what 师父 says about faith in mind.
那首先，师父到底把信心明定位在什么地方呢？
And so exactly how do 师父 position this poem, Faith in Mind?
我们从两个部分来去谈，一个就是对这个文本，就是信心明这个诗记本身它的重要性，然后第二个呢是圣严师父自己在运用信心明，在讲解信心明对师父自己本身的受用跟它的益处在哪里。
So we can try to understand the significance of faith in mind from two perspectives. First is from the text itself, its importance and its significance. And the second perspective is from 师父's own perspective as a practitioner, how it had benefited his teaching and his practice.
然后第二个部分呢，就是师父讲了信心之信心名之后所结集成的书，就是《新的诗记》这一本书，中文是《新的诗记》哈，英文是直接是《Faith in Mind》。那这一个书的重要性里面呢，我们从两个角度去看，一个就是这个翻译的著作，它是师父的代表作。然后第二个呢，就是属于比较现代汉传禅法的一个修行指南。
So we can also understand it in addition to the compilation of Shifu's this book. The book Faith in Mind in English is actually a compilation of Shifu's teaching on the poem itself. And this particular book actually has a quite significant position among all Shifu's teachings, his books. It's one of his key writings. Among all his published English books, and also, 第二个角度是什么？
就现代的汉传佛教禅法的一个修行指南。
It's also a very concise guide to the contemporary practice of Chinese Chan.
好，那我们先谈一下这个的文本的重要性。
First, we'll talk about the importance, the significance of the text itself.
那师父在信息名讲录就是这个中文本里面的前言，里面有提到说，这首诗对我们之所以重要，是在于它作为修行指导和中国跟日本禅宗史上的意义。也就是说，在很多讨论开悟的诗歌里面呢，禅宗里面就有两个代表作，一个是《永嘉正道歌》，另外一个就是《信心铭》，因为它为禅法提供了一个很明白、很清楚的一个指引。
So in the introduction to the book, Shifu has said, the importance of the poem to us lies in its value as a guide to Chan's meditation, and its significance in the history of Chan, or Zen, both in China and Japan.Among the many poems on enlightenment, the most highly regarded are Yongjia Master's Song of Enlightenment and Faith in Mind because of the clear guidance they provide on the method of Chan.
所以从这一段话里面呢，其实有两个重点哈，一个是禅修的指导，另外一个呢就是中国跟日本禅宗史上的意义。
So the two key points from this excerpt is one,the poem's value as a guide to Chan meditation. So it's regarding methods and also its significance in the history of Chan and Zen.
所以我们来看这两点哦，就是第一个禅修的指导跟禅宗史上的，就是在这个文本上师父提到这两个重要性。好，那这两个重要性里面呢，师父怎么说呢？哈，第一个呢，就是在禅修指导上呢，师父在前言里面有提到说，这个作者僧璨，他是从彻悟的观点，就是一个开悟者的观点哦，来指导寻求真心的修行者，就是想要能够开悟的人的这个修行者。但是他要怎么样达到开悟呢？就是指引这个修行者怎么样把他的凡夫的分别心转化为属于佛的无分别心。也就是怎么说呢，就是怎么样从有入空，然后由垢转净，这整个过程。
In terms of as a guide to Chan meditation, in the preface, Shifu had also written, the author, Master Sun Chan, is speaking from a deeply enlightened perspective to the practitioner who seek to discover true mind.Sun Chan shows us how to transform our ordinary discriminating mind into the Buddha mind without discrimination, how to get from existence to emptiness, from defilement to purification, to purity.
所以第一点你可以非常放心的，就是这一首诗的作者写的人是已经经历过整个禅修过程，甚至于就是已经达到开悟的，所以他讲的话是他自己亲身的体验。
So first, you can feel very confident, have faith in the fact that the person who spoke this poem he actually went through the entire process of enlightenment himself. He is a practitioner. He went through the process. So whatever he says is true.
那第二点呢，就是他不是只是讲开悟的境界多好多好，然后我们还是看不懂，哦，然后那个境界好高哦，没有，他会给我们一个很重要的阶次，然后他一层一层的告诉大家说，我们怎么样可以走到这样的一个悟境。所以他就是从我们的凡夫心有哪一些分别的心一一的举例出来，然后到最后你怎么样舍下你这些分别心，是可以达到佛的无分别状态的。
Second, on the second level, the poem doesn't stay at the level of talking about how great enlightenment is, how wondrous it is, and after reading the whole poem, we are still quite confused about the state or how to approach it. No, that's not how the poem is. The poem actually provides a very clear guide, clear roadmap of different stages of practice. It shows you how to get to eventually the state of enlightenment, how to go from a discriminating mind to letting go of the discrimination and eventually reaching the state of non-discrimination.
那我们这样讲也好像也试试听一听哦。那我们可以举一个，我先大概让大家看一下说整个新心明的诗句哦，从知道无难一直到非去来经，这整个诗句里面它整体的架构就像这一张图所显示的。那今天只是看个大概哦，未来我们希望有机会再讲哦。那从这个架构里面你可以看到说，从一开始直接的点出重点，其实你只要会第一句就好了，你第一句打做到了，你后面就可以直接飞去来经了，这样子哦。可是这中间呢，好，哦，中间里面呢，他就把整个修道的过程，如何从分别的心，然后达到你的心的一心，到最后达到无心，这整个修道的过程你要去了解。所以这中间包含了你检择的内容，还有你的空有的观念，还有怎么样达到空有不二，能所双泯。然后能够达到，能够在经过这个过程之后呢，你要达到，要经过这个过程，你必须要有的观念方法，还有最后你达到的正德的境界。所以这是整个新心明的一个整体的架构。
It may seem kind of vague to just provide you with introduction and overview. So let me make it a little bit more concrete by showing you this overall structure of the poem. In the beginning, the first verse, well, actually, if you understand the first verse and able to practice it, you have already achieved the state of non-discrimination. But the first sentence already shows you the poem in its entirety of non-discrimination. And then the poem is further divided into different segments, teaching you the process of practice, how to go from a discriminating mind to one-mindedness to the practice of no mind. By reaching some understanding the concepts of it, to actually applying it into practice. And furthermore, it talks about the methods and concepts of practice and the states of realization you may reach, and finally reaching final realization.
很抱歉哦，没有英文的翻译，下次上课，以后上课一定会有。
Sorry, we don't have this in the English translation, but we'll have it next time.
So, 这个是我自己的整理哈，就是读了师父的，然后讲了这么多次之后，最后我自己整个总结，有从信解行证这个整个做一个整个串联。
This is my own classification, based on my own understanding, and try to divide this into the four different aspects, perspectives of faith, understanding, practice, and realization.
不过当然依据的就是师父所讲的开示。
And of course, I follow 师父's teaching, on the poem.
那所以这里面呢，就是第二个呢，就是师父提到的哈，除了就是 我们前面讲到的哈，就是怎么样从分别心到无分别心。那这个过程里面呢，我们还要注意的就是修行的时候，你应该要如何修持，应该要保持何种心态。好，那你的心态，比如说你要没有爱，没有憎，然后也不要去否定烦恼，也不要去寻求开悟等等。好，修行本身它就是一个目的，你只要没有所求心，好，没有其他的目的，你其实可以达到所谓悟境里面的平等的心，就是没有分别的心。好，那这样的一个境界其实是言语道断，无形可修的，就是说你达到那样的时候，其实就很难去形容了那个过程，那个阶段。
So we'll continue on to talk about the importance of this poem and how it can apply to us practitioners. So 师父 further wrote in the preface that the poem tells us how we should cultivate and what kind of mental attitude to avoid during practice. We should not give in to our likes and dislikes, neither trying to negate our vexations nor seeking enlightenment. The practice is for its own sake, and while it has no other purpose, is the end of mind of equanimity. In the end, the mind of equanimity is realized. There's no discrimination, no need for language, or indeed of practice. So by the time you reach that kind of state, there's really nothing that could be said, nothing more. It cannot be described by our everyday language.
那我们举例的话呢，就是所谓的应该有的观念哈，在整个心行名里面呢，从大道体宽到万法齐观，也就是他从前面讲到分别心，讲到整个的过程里面呢，后面就提到说你要达到这样就是无分别心的状态，你有几个要注意的，即是几个要达到的，比如说你要有信心，要有耐心，要顺其自然，要真正的精进，要不取舍，然后最后你还要能够无我跟平等，哦，要有这一些的观念。那这七个里面呢，就是比较具体在诗记里面有提到的。
So in order to apply this into our practice, there are seven different concepts that we need to have in place, such as having faith, be patient, and letting things go according to its own natural course.To have true diligence and non-grasping or non-negating anything, non-rejecting anything. The sixth is no self, and the seventh is equanimity. So these are the ones that have actually been clearly laid out in the poem of Faith in Mind.
那师父在诠释这一些的时候呢，诗记本身它只是点到这些重点。可是要怎么样做到信心啦、耐心的那些呢？可是师父就会讲的比较具体，然后直接用禅修的例子，这样。
So in the poem, they touch upon these seven concepts or seven methods, just briefly. But when 师父 actually taught the poem, he actually used examples from real Chan practice and to help us make the connection and apply it into our everyday life.
那这个是就是我们刚刚提到的哈，第一个就是对禅修者的一个重要性，就是他提供了一些方法。那第二个呢，在禅宗史上，哦，他的一个重要性呢，师父有提到说，诗里面的一些观念对后来朝洞宗影响很大，尤其是比如说一念万年这样的一个观念，哦，其实是后来弘智真觉禅师。他的默照禅法里面很强调的一个修行方法。
So in terms of the significance in the history of Chan or Zen, 师父 further wrote, the poem contains phrases that will later on assume importance in the Cao Dong sect of Chan. For instance, the concept of one thought for 10,000 years, 一念万年,which expresses the idea of one thought not moving yet illuminating, the idea will become the hallmark of 弘智正觉 silent illumination chan.
那这个部分我们讲到那边的时候，希望有时间讲到那边的时候，我们再来做说明。
We'll talk about this further. Hopefully, if we have time, we'll talk about it in more details later.
那圣严师父他还举了一个文献的例子哈，也就是在僧璨的赐义碑里面哈，也这赐义碑的意思就是说，一个祖师圆寂之后，后人会为他立碑，那立碑的内容大多数是依这一个圆寂的祖师他的特色，他的禅法特色，还有他这一生的贡献来做一个记录。那这个碑在历史考证上是有的，哦，那里面呢特别提到僧璨的禅法是寂跟照同修，哦，那举了这个例子就是观四维上下，不见法，不见身，不见心，极致心离明智，身等空界，法同梦幻，无得无证，然后为之解脱。
师父 further referenced a stone tablet commemorating Master Sun Tan. The purpose of these stone tablets back then was it's constructed after a great master has passed away, and it will highlight the special characteristics of this person's teaching and his contribution. And this stone tableau is an actual thing that you can find in history and also in literature. So on this stone tablet, it was said that the essence of the inscription is this: simultaneously practice silence, stillness and illumination, carefully observe but see no dharma, see no body and see no mind, for the mind is nameless, the body is empty, and the dharmas are a dream. There's nothing to be attained, no enlightenment to be experienced. This is called liberation. So stillness and illumination simultaneously are actually hallmarks of Master Sun Tan's teaching.
那这一段话里面，哦，观四维上下其实就是照，哦，那后面的不见法，不见身，不见心，跟心离明日明智的这些呢，其实就是寂，就是你要能够有觉照的心，然后能够让所有的分别的念一个一个的都放下，就寂，寂就是止，哦，观就是照就是观，哦，这里面就是在诗记里面呢，整个新西明的诗字里面常常会提醒，就是你有这些分别，哦，你要知道，但是你要放下这些分别，好，所以你有这些分别，你要知道是照，你要放下这一些分别，就是集，好，所以整个诗记其实真的就是止观的内容。
So here, on the stone tablet, it talks about observe carefully. This is referring to illuminating, making observations, reflecting. But see no dharma, see no body, and see no mind. This is talking about stillness. So we do need to make discriminations to know. We need to know that our mind naturally is a discriminating mind. Knowing that is to observe, to have awareness. But at the same time, we have to let those go, put them down, and that would be stillness. So throughout this entire poem of Faith and Mind, the concept of stillness and illumination are talked about constantly.
好，那点到为止啊，我们先点到讲到这里。
We'll just briefly touch upon these points and we'll get further into them later.
好，不过这样看你就知道说其实它内容挺丰富的。
So, but even though we've only touched upon them, I hope that you can already see that the content of the poem is actually really rich.
那师父怎么看待，或者是怎么样运用圣严，就是信心明这一个诗记呢？我们来看。
In terms of how does 师父 himself use faith in mind? How does it apply to his practice?
尤其在1984、85年，其实算蛮早期。哦，师父大概是1976还是79才到美国来，这算是师父刚开始要指导禅众禅修的时候最早用的版，这是一个诗记。那当然还有一个就是永嘉正道歌，哦，那信息名呢是师父用的最多的。
So recall the history that we talked about earlier, where Sifu taught Faith in Mind back in 1981. He came to the States back in 1976. So teaching Faith in Mind in the 81, 84, 85, it's one of the earlier days. So Sifu actually used Faith in Mind at a very early stage.
所以如果我们要去理解圣严师父早期怎么样带禅众，他用的禅修方法是什么，其实这本书是一个很好的一个研究的教材。
So if we are trying to understand how 师父 has taught Chan and how does he lead and what kind of method he used for Chan practitioners in the earlier days, this text and understanding the book is actually a really good starting point.
甚至于说我们在研究之后呢，再去看师父晚期，就是晚年的时候所指导的默照话头的一些禅法，那看起来好像方法不一样，但是呢你会发现说这个原则其实不离他早期所教的方法，也就是说其实师父在1981年甚至于到1984-85年已经把他的禅法的教学次第整个建构完整。
So even though it's one of the earlier texts that Shifu had taught, but if you link it to his later teachings, even though on the surface these teachings may seem different, but the actual core is similar. And you can see traces of the earlier teachings and from in the later teachings. In another word, you can see from this that as early as 1981, 84, 85, Shifu had already constructed the overall structure for his entire Chan teaching.
所以其实在早期虽然说算是师父早期的一个禅修的指导，但是我们也可以知道说其实师父在那个时候的禅修的体验，禅修的体证已经有很深了，已经非常的深了。
So even though this is one of the earlier texts, from that we can already see that Shifu had already reached quite deep of an understanding of Chan, and he has a substantial practice already back in the earlier days.
我们来看师父怎么说哈。
So we can take a look at what Shifu has said.
那师父说这首诗是他用来指导禅者的一个修行方法，那但是呢禅修者的状况心境天天都不一样，那每一期的禅期其实也不同，所以其实师父在用的时候呢，他是依据禅众现在眼前发生的状况，然后再用这个文献两个结合起来，然后去指导禅众，但是他又不会偏离这个文献。
So Shifu has said that I'm using the poem to instruct the practitioners on the method of practice. Yet, during every retreat, the progress and conditions of any group of practitioner will change from day to day. So Shifu basically had used the Faith in Mind as a main text and tried to make a connection to the methods as well as how he guides and instructed the practitioners. At the same time, he does not deviate from the text.
那其实我们去看那一本书的话，你会发现说，师父举了一些很有趣的例子，那你会发现他就真的是针对当时禅众发生的问题，然后直接去解释那一首诗，用那一首诗来去解决或者是提供禅众一些修行的方向跟方法。
So, if you actually read the book, you can see there are many lively and interesting examples that's used throughout the book. And so we can see that Shifu actually used the text to address a lot of problems or concerns the retreatants had during the retreat. Also, he also used their examples to illuminate the text itself.
那在这个过程里面呢，就是师徒之间，禅师跟修行者之间的互动的过程，其实会彼此激励，彼此增上，彼此让自己，让彼此的体验会更深，所以师父会讲 第二个就是对我个人也有注意，就是随着不同的情境而对这一个诗有新的领会跟体悟。
So as you can see, the interaction between the teacher and the practitioner actually can provide a lot of sparks and deepen each other's practice. So Shifu had also stated in the book that I believe these talks can serve as a helpful guide both to aspiring and experienced practitioners. It has also helped me personally by giving me new insights into the poem as various situations arose.
所以它有两个部分，就是对师父的受用，一个就是他作为指导者，作为指导修行的一个依据，他就是告诉禅众说，我不是随便讲的哦，我是有祖师的依据的。然后第二个，对他个人在不管带领修行，不管是他个人修行体会上，他都有所提升，是这两个部分。
So, again, the text had benefited the Shifu on two aspects. One is, it provided an anchor to his teaching of Chan. By using this text as a vantage point, he's actually also letting people know that I'm not just picking this out of my pocket, out of nowhere. I base my teaching on what the patriarchs had taught. So that's one perspective. But also, in terms of his own understanding about teaching Chan, as well as his own practice of Chan, the poem actually had benefited him greatly as well.
所以其实如果连这么应该说当代伟大的禅师哦，都需要依据一个祖师的诗记来领众修行跟来自我提升，那更何况我们这一些哦，就是没什么体会或者说体会也不深的人，我们是不是也更要有一些依据哦，让自己的修行可以有更深的体会。
So after looking at all these stories, don't you feel that even for someone like Shifu, who is a great contemporary Chan master, he still needed to use the poem or some kind of text as a reference point for his own practice, for his teaching? Needless to say, for people like us who don't really have substantial practice or understanding realization, don't we also need to use some sort of reference, some kind of text to anchor our practice and anchor our understanding? Isn't that the case?
然后举例子哦，信心明里面第一句话叫自道无难，唯贤简择。那这一句，因为我都几乎把它背起来了哦。这一句如果你常常在心里的话哦，等一下我们去吃饭的时候，你就可以心里提出这一句了，就是自道无难，唯贤简择。你吃饭的时候，你如果一起检择心，你就会说啊，这个不好吃，那个好吃，或者什么，这个夹多一点，那个夹少一点，好、哦、啊，今天怎么煮成这样，就是检择。可是如果我们的心可以发现到我们这一些检择的心，然后让自己回归到平等心的时候，你说嘛，自道无难，唯贤检择嘛，哈、哦。所以我们如果我们要达到自道的话，我们就把分别的心放掉的时候，其实反正现在的因缘就是吃现在的饭菜，这时候心就可以平复下来。那这个就是什么呢？我们有一个提醒的诗记，其实对我们生活在化解烦恼上，其实是很有帮助的。
So to make this all more concrete, let's just take the first sentence of the poem as an example. It says, "The supreme way is not difficult if only you do not pick and choose." So, keeping this in mind and memorizing this, I think I've memorized this phrase already. You can apply it to your everyday life. Just take our lunchtime as an example. After the talk, you go downstairs for lunch. Apply this phrase. And because usually when we eat, we probably pick and choose and see, oh, this is what I like, I don't like that, or they didn't do such a good job with the cooking today, or maybe, oh, this is great. But if you can keep the phrase in mind, it will be serve as a great reminder for you to keep your mind on the practice. And gradually, subconsciously, it will gradually help us resolve some of the problems that we have in our daily lives and dissolve our vexations.
所以如果你可以做到的话，其实下一句就是毫厘有差，天地玄隔。就是你做得到，你就是天的境界，就是你可以 无烦恼的境界。可是你做不到的时候，你就好像堕入地狱。这中间的差别就是毫厘，就一点点而已，一念之间就不一样。所以你坐在那边吃饭的时候，你就会笑，哈哈，就是什么，就是自道无难，唯先拣择。然后呢，什么？下一句是什么？淡漠真爱，然后呢，洞然明白，然后毫厘有差，天地玄隔，就天跟地就不一样了，你的心境就不一样。有时候会有点，调侃自己一下，这样。
And by understanding this and practicing this, the next phrase says, "Be off by a hair, and you are as far from it as heaven and from earth." So if you remember the phrase and actually practice it, you will be in the state of the heaven and be free from all vexations. But if you don't, then you will feel you have fallen into the hell or on earth where you are bounded by all the vexations and discrimination. So it's really just within a thin line of a hair, whether you are able to achieve it or not achieve it. So by keeping this in mind, maybe you can also have more sense of humor about yourself, about your practice, and knowing that whether you are on the right path or not.
好，那这个部分我们先谈到这里。那下来呢，就是这本书，好，为什么那么重要？好，里面第一个就是是师父的英文著作中的代表著。
So we'll end in terms of the actual examples, we'll end here, and I want to continue to talk about the importance of this book, getting back to our previous line of thought. So the importance of the faith in mind has another layer, which is the book itself is actually one of the hallmarks of Shi Fu's English publication.
其实这本书呢，其实只选了1984年到1985年师自禅期的整个就是整个的开示，完整的开示的内容，其他都是比较零碎的开示，没有用，比较完整的是用这两年的禅期开示的开示的内容，所以它依据的是这个。
The English book is actually a compilation of Shi Fu's teachings, his lectures during the retreat between 1984 and 85. As to the other talks, those were a little more scattered, so they were not incorporated into the book.
也算是师父里面英文著作里面最早的一本，就是讲祖师开示，然后整本书都是。就是只有这个祖师开示的，这个算是最早的一本。
So this is also one of the earliest English publication from Shi Fu, which focused on the teachings of patriarch.
那师父在中文的序里面哈，这是中文的序，那英文的版本里面没有，因为先有英文的书，再有中文的。这我们下一周会再提哈。那英文的序里面，师父有提到说，这个书呢，其实它有很多的翻译本，好，然后是整个最受欧美人士重视的。为什么呢？因为到最后哈，五百菩萨走江湖哈，已经算是2000年以后了。就是在这十多年来哈，这一本书总共被翻译了意大利文。德文、法文、俄文、俄文、西班牙文、荷兰文、芬兰文、波兰文，大概有八个翻译本。对。
In the Chinese version, in the preface of the Chinese version, Shi Fu actually said that this book is one of those that's most highly regarded in the U.S. as well as in Europe. In his later publications of a travel journal, the 500 Bodhisattvas, traveling around the world. That's a very rough translation. My apologies. But what Shifu said was the book has actually been translated into 8 different languages, including Italian, German, French, Russian, Spanish, Dutch, Finnish, and Polish.
所以师父说他几乎是就是他的英文的讲录中的代表作。
And that's why it's one of the hallmark, most highly regarded books among all his English publications.
如果下一周有时间，我们再讲为什么他会这么重要。
If we have more time next week, we will talk about why it's been so highly regarded.
然后欧美的人士为什么比较喜欢翻译这一本，其他的比较少翻译。
And I will also explain next time why this book is being translated into so many languages and as comparing to the other English publications.
那接下来呢，第二个部分哦，就是作为现代汉传禅法的修行指南。
Another layer to why this book is especially important is it's a post, it's a guide to contemporary practice of Chinese Chan.
这就是它的最大的特色。
It's the most distinctive characteristics of this particular book.
我们从两个角度去看，一个就是为什么它叫现代汉传禅法呢？因为是圣严法师很独特的诠释方式。第二个呢，就是刚才我们讲的，他把早期的禅法跟后期的末造禅法两个相结合，没有一个祖师在诠释信心名的时候会用这样的方式。
And this book is special in two different regards. One is Shifu had actually provided a very interesting and different interpretation of the poem compared to all the other masters' publications. The second is that he combined it with his later teaching of silent illumination, and there's actually a logical line connecting the two.
好，怎么说呢？师父说这本书大概有20讲，就是有20个 chapter， 然后由四字禅期的开示整理而成的，然后他不是用学术的观点去做分析，他是借着诗文的意志来激励行者，然后处理修行过程中发生的某些问题，这是我们刚刚有提到的部分。
So, there are 20 chapters in this book, but Shifu explained that he didn't write this book according to the conventional academic practice. Actually, his new translation and the book is largely, it's very different from the other published English translations, and it reflects its own understanding of the poem and also records all the things that had happened during retreatant's practice.
我们举例哈，比如说在解这个部分哈，从淡漠真爱一直到您有偏党这个过程里面呢，其实这个内容呢，它其实就是从刚刚我们讲的，从分别心到一心到无心的过程。那分别心里面提到整个简则，哦，有顺逆、空有、严律、疑慢。那如果你有这些简则，你会发生什么问题？然后呢，你如果能够放下这些分别心，达到一心的时候是怎么样的状况？就是你还是要从分别心、散乱的心达到一心，先有一心之后，你才可以进入所谓的无心。哦，就是说你不守于一，也不守于大我的境界，然后最后进入无心的境界。就是圣严师父这本书里面强调的，就是你要从分别的心先进入到一，这是他很特别的。你再从一把那个一打破，然后进入无心，所以它有它的次第，然后它也有它的一个修正的过程。
So using this poems to reach realization, first, throughout the book, there is a very clear layout of stages of practice. So Master Shenyang actually placed a lot of emphasis on, first, there will be the discriminating mind, and among the various sorts of discriminating mind, there are four different types. Discriminating between what goes according to our wishes or averse to our wishes, discriminating between empty and existence, as well as the other ones, and the kind of state that you will encounter, difficulties you encounter by having this discriminating mind. But having these discriminating minds in our practice, we have to gradually making it into one mind. And by first making it into one mind, then we can eventually reach the state of no mind. And so these stages, sequence, are very important, and we can apply it into our actual practice.
我们就先看看哦，就好了，下来。
We'll just skim over it really briefly. We'll talk more about it later.
那第二点就是刚刚我们说的哈，就是从将早期的禅宗的禅法哈，跟后期的末照做一个呼应哈。那在《神通与人通》这本书里面，其实师父就已经讲了哈，就是弘智正觉的末照禅，其实它不止上乘六祖慧能，甚至于也承续了早期的深忏禅师的一个观点。好，那师父就做一个说明，就是说解释自道无难这个意思，然后再提到说末照其实也是跟自道无难唯心拣择一样。好，那这个我们刚才有稍微提了一下。
So, in his other publication, which is Supernatural Power versus the Power of Man, Shifu also talked about how the earlier teachings of Chan correspond with the latter teachings of Silent Illumination. In the book, he actually said that the silent illumination that's taught by Hongzhi Zhenjue actually continues the heritage of the sixth patriarch Hui Nan, or further, it actually echoes what the third patriarch Sun Cans had talked about and copied a lot of the viewpoints from the earlier Chan method, Chan teaching. Further, it talks about how Sun Cans faith in mind, the first phrase, which we have talked about earlier, is the supreme way is not difficult if only you do not pick and choose. This overarching theme is actually adopted into the silent illumination method.
好，这个我们未来看看有没有机会就再把它讲得比较完整哈。那因为时间的关系哦，这个部分我们就先skip 过去了。
Again, because of the limitation of time, we'll just touch upon it briefly here, and hopefully we'll be able to discuss it more fully later on.
那第三个部分呢，我们就谈说，理解性心明哈，其实在生活上的怎么运用呢？希望下一次呢，每个人手上都可以有一个信心明的小卡片，然后带在身上哈。你去搭地铁啦，你等公车啊，你等人啊，拿起来哈，背一背，哈，背一背。每天能够背的时候，其实它背诵它有一个好处，就是你可以常常反省你的身心的状态。好，像刚刚我们举的“知道无难，唯心拣择”，你去吃饭，你跟别人讲话，其实你就可以发现你自己的分别心。一发现，其实就可以放下分别心。
In terms of how this poem can apply to our actual practice, hopefully by next time we can give all of you here a little card that you can carry around with you, and you can take it out when you're waiting for the bus or in line at the supermarket and look at it and try to memorize it. Like the example I gave you earlier, any little phrase in the faith in mind can provide benefit to your everyday living as well as practice. It can serve as a reminder to keep you on the right path.
不知道要不要给英文本。
Perhaps we'll do the English version as well.
那在这个过程里面，其实就是在体验什么呢？体验中国禅宗的精神，就是禅在生活日用中。
So what we're trying to do is to apply Chan into our everyday life, and that is what Chinese Chan has been emphasizing as well.
那最后这个体证的部分呢，其实我们修行里面其实很重要，就是你在不同的身心阶段，你在不同的年龄，还有你不同的学习过程里面，其实你会有不同的体会，不同的体证，那个都是属于体证。体证不是说一定要到成佛才叫体证，这中间所有你所有领悟的过程都是体证。
In terms of reaching some sort of realization based on the text, really in our everyday life, depending on our different age, different situations we encounter, we may have reached different sorts of realization based on the text. These are all still considered realization. It doesn't mean that you need to have the ultimate enlightened realization for it to call a realization.
所以如果你有所体证的话，其实你就会有信心，你有信心你就会继续的往前努力。那这个体证的境界里面呢，在信心它有很详细的说明。
As long as you reap some benefit, have some sort of realization of the text, it will give you additional faith and to continue on to keep practicing, moving forwardAnd in the poem itself, they actually also give you a more detailed description of the different kind of realization, different state of realization you will encounter.
这样，这比如说这些内容，好，那到我们讲到正境的时候，这些都会，那算是正悟的诗记里面对于体证的境界讲的最完整的一个诗记。
So, the faith in mind actually encompasses the most comprehensive description of the various state of realization comparing to the other poems and verses by other patriarchs.
好，那最后呢，其实我们一定要从有相修到无相，一定要有个着力点，然后到最后无相。所以师父有说，你在修行的过程中一定会有过去、现在、未来，一定会有这个过程。那所以你修行的过程你还是需要借助语言，然后借助一些辅助的用具，所以我们会讲信心名。可是我们体证到之后呢，其实要不要讲信心名都不重要了。
So, as Shifu has said in the Faith in Mind book, that in the process ofcultivation of practice, there is past, present, and future. And before we reach the most profound final enlightenment, in the process, we do need to use language and to use some sort of text to anchor ourselves, to provide a guide to our practice. But once you reach the enlightenment, then there's no longer any need for language, nor the need for the Faith in Mind poem.
所以最后要讲一句，就是因为我们都还没有体证信心不二，所以大家还是要继续来听师父怎么讲信心名。然后我今天就跟大家分享到这里，阿弥陀佛。
And finally, I want to say that because we haven't reached that state, so we do have to continue to study this text. And welcome and hope to see you next time when I teach the Faith in Mind.Thank you.
阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。